With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. All eyes on Iowa as that state gears up for tomorrow's GOP caucus. At a rally today, former President Donald Trump urging supporters to attend despite the frigid weather.
Get out, just get out and vote. You got to bring your friend. You know, we say plus 10, so plus 10 or plus 2 or plus 20, but bring them all out because we have to set the stage for November. We have the most corrupt, most incompetent president in the history of our country. He's destroying our country.
In the meantime, forecasters say while the snow in Iowa has stopped, icing and bitterly cold readings for Monday night might keep some of the voters away. Also at srnnews.com, federal judge temporarily halting enforcement of an Ohio law that would require kids under the age of 16 to get parental consent in order to use social media apps.
U.S. District Court Judge Algernon Marbley's order comes in a lawsuit filed by NetChoice, a trade group representing TikTok, Snapchat, Meta, and other major tech companies. The litigation argues the law unconstitutionally impedes free speech and is overboard and vague. Marbley issued his temporary restraining order after determining that it is unlikely Ohio will be able to show the law is, quote, narrowly tailored to any ends that it identifies.
That is Jeremy House reporting. Quirky and humorous messages on electric signs will soon be disappearing from our highways. Federal Highway Administration outlining in its new manual released last month that it's going to be outlawed. The rules spell out how signs and other traffic control devices are regulated. The administration says electronic signs with funny meanings and references will be banned because they can be distracting. This is SRN News. A Christian ministry winning quite a victory over a giant called Apple.
The American Family Association wants the tech giant to conduct an investigation into the suppression of the speech of Christians and conservatives. AFA put forth a proposal for a shareholders' vote, but Apple blocked it, asking the Securities and Exchange Commission to keep it off the latest proxy ballot. The SEC said no, ruling in the AFA's favor. Ministry President Tim Wildman says, quote, thank God that free speech is still valued in some form in this nation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Everyone knows anti-Semitism surging in the U.S. following the Hamas attack on Israel, but the Anti-Defamation League now has numbers. The ADL's latest report indicates 3,300 anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. between October 7th and the end of the year. That includes 60 physical assaults. This is SRN News. It is not something that a lot of people will accept. The EPA proposing a new fee against energy producers found liable for excess methane emissions. George Williams has the story.
It's a first-of-its-kind penalty announced Friday based on standards from the 2022 climate law. The EPA says most companies already meet the law's requirements and says the new fees are intended to reduce emissions of methane largely tied to the routine flaring of natural gas from new wells. The amount for violators would start at $900 per ton, going up to $1,500 per ton by 2026. Proponents blame methane for an estimated one-third of greenhouse gas emissions. Critics call the new fee a tax that would raise the price of natural gas. The American Petroleum Institute strongly objects to the proposal and is calling for Congress to repeal it. George Williams reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.